Hey, bitch, you're listening to Gay Propaganda.
If I didn't already just blow out your eardrums, if you can still hear me, this is Justin, and you are listening to the motherfucking Gay Propaganda, everybody. What is good? I actually, for the first time ever, this is like groundbreaking Gay Propaganda territory right now, have a camera set up in front of me. I am sitting in my room in Brooklyn, New York City. Train right here, so you can almost see it if it passes by. Cozied up in my fucking room, like down, boots the house down, and I'm excited to get some visuals going, girls. I have a lot in store, and I'm really excited. And I know, I get it. I have taken many hiatuses, but well-deserved and understandable, guys. My past couple months just have been buffoonery, like just straight up buffoonery. And I have been booked and busy partying. And looking kind and drinking and meeting people and just having a good fucking time in the Big Apple. I've been taking a bite out of that Big Apple every day, every fucking day. And I haven't talked to you guys in a minute, so I have a lot of like little things. Just I'm gonna hit some highs. All right, I went to Fashion Week. Fucking so cool. Okay, that was like a dream of mine. Obviously, I am so into fashion. I work in fashion. I'm so into styling and just serving a look down. The girls are gonna eat down. Like, so it was really surreal. I mean, I didn't go to any like big fashion shows. Let's not get it twisted. Like, I'm not there yet at all, but I went to some after parties that were dope. I went to Jean Paul Gaultier after party. What? So fucking cool. It was so fun. I went to a couple other ones. I went to this other fashion show that we're not going to ask the name of or talk about because I can't tell you. It was kind of a flop, but who cares? It was a New York fashion show. It was cool. I wasn't even expecting to go to anything. I'm still so fucking new. I'm fresh fucking meat. Okay. And like May, and I feel like I've lived here for like 5 fucking years. I swear to God, I'll meet people and they'll be like, "You moved here in May? What the hell?" Because, you know, I'm very outgoing and I'm just like diving straight into everything. I've been going to all my favorite parties, Paul's Dolls, which I've mentioned on this podcast before. I got the honor, the privilege to host. It was so cool. I love Linux. She is amazing. Stay tuned because you'll love her too. Winky, winky, winky. winky, winky, put it in the stinky. No, but it was so cool. That party is fucking LA. If you are ever in New York City here, I will say it every episode on a Wednesday. I can go to Paul's Dolls. Yeah, but just been going to parties. I hosted that. That was so cool. So fun. Getting into like hosting culture, which is, I don't know if like you guys really know what New York hosting culture is, but it's basically like promoters, but like you're not really like promoting in a sense. You kind of just like there to like look fucking cunt and like bring your friends and like bring cool people and just like have a good time at this party, like post on your socials and whatever. And it's great. Like it's a good time. So yeah. I've just been like trying this, trying that, going here, going there, going everywhere. I really have been one with the New York rats. Okay. I have been one of them. And I've also been meeting a lot of the New York rats because I have some men updates for you all as well. I know that I left you all with a couple cliffhangers. And I've been mute ever since. I mean, I know a lot of you guys follow me on Instagram, Twitter. I'm not posting on men. I don't do that. That's crazy. If you are not dating for like 2+ years, I don't want to see a man on your Instagram ever, actually. I don't care if they are really cute. I don't care if they're taking you to a nice dinner. It's embarrassing. Don't give them that satisfaction. They don't deserve it until you are locked and loaded, okay? But first and foremost, Papacito, that was a cute little thing. I've already forgotten about it, moved on, and may he rest in peace. He's not dead, but may he rest in peace, okay? And the dentist. So, yeah. The dentist, something about these two men that I talked about, I don't know why this is the case, but both of them moved out of the country after I stopped talking to them. And, like, normally, I don't know, I would say it's normal. Like, they're both not really from here. They both lived, whatever. But I don't know what I did to these men, but I think they needed a break. And being in the same country as me was like a little bit too much. And I respect it. I get it. So I made these men move out of the country. So there's no more Papacito and there's no more dentist. Dentist might be moving back. I actually... Oh my God, I'm a bit toxic. I guess, I wouldn't even call it toxic, but I was just like, oh, like I miss the dentist. I want to see what he's doing. So I like texted him and I was like, hey, hope you're doing good. And he was like, yeah, I'm coming back in a couple months. So TBD, if I bring him back up, y'all better mind your fucking business and let me do me, period. But there's been some new men's. Some new menses. There's been some new, what is that called? Oh my God, this is so stupid of me. What is it called? Like leads. There's been, yes, Justin. Yes, thank you, Justin, for remembering that. God, this partying girl, I was out 3 days this week. Give me a break. And here I am drinking a fucking Cutwater. I don't know if you all have ever had a Cutwater. Not cunt water. It's Cutwater. This ain't cunt. This ain't nothing of the cunt sorts. Lime margarita. These taste like shit. They're like 12% alcohol. Yeah, but okay. You have to like struggle to gargle this thing down. Anyway, I'm drinking this after 3 minutes of being out. Absolutely insane. Two new men have kind of appeared on the map for me within the past couple months. And again, I'm in a similar boat where I'm like not necessarily talking to either of them. But they were like pretty important parts of my last couple months. So I definitely wanted to bring them up and update you guys. Because, hi, not only is this my podcast, but it's also my diary. And even if you all don't care to listen, I'm going to tell you anyway. So the first man, this man is, he's famous. This is probably the first, like, I would even almost say like A-lister, maybe like B+ celebrity that I've talked to. I mean, that doesn't fucking happen on your daily. And we like, he like found me on Instagram, literally the For You page or like Explore page, which is crazy. And like messaged me before I even lived here. And I was like, damn. I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, I know who you are. And he like messaged my picture and we were like talking for a while, like just back and forth DMs, like blah, 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 blah. Finally moved here and I was like, hey, like we definitely should hang out. And we hung out. We had great sex and his apartment's like huge, like walk up, like brick walk up. And he's like hot. But I don't think he's going anywhere. He's like really busy with work and We only went on like one date, but it's like cordial. Like I'm not, again, I'm not expecting anything. And I think like this, while being here, I almost want to say it's hard. It's hard to date in New York. Like, even though you think like, oh, there's more people, like you're always like doing shit and everyone's always doing shit. Everyone's always like meeting people and there isn't like necessarily like a lot of time to date. Or I'm just a fucking whore. Yeah, honestly, I should just call it as a CIA. Yeah, I'm a fucking whore. And I don't want to be tied down. Hey, but look. No shame. No shame, Justin. But anyway, this man, we are not anything, but I'll probably be hanging out with him again. And he is like, he's the moment. But second guy, I actually was like, so I have weeks where I want to like date a guy and then I have weeks I don't, but those weeks come up and then I'll like download an app and I think I met him on Tinder and we're gonna call him Guy Down the Street because he literally lives 4 blocks away from me. It's absolutely absurd and he's so fucking hot. And this is actually how we're gonna get into the meat and potatoes of the episode. So Guy Down the Street, I am turned on immediately. Like, he is muscular. Like, my type 2AT. Like, clean cut, muscular, tall, sexy, smart. And we, like, go on this date and we, like, talk for, like, 2 hours just at this bar. Like, talking for, like, ever. And we're having such a good conversation. I promise you I can have intellectual conversation, man, guys. I promise. I know a lot of you guys like might not think that because either A, you're listening to me on this fucking stupid ass podcast, or B, look at when I post on Instagram. But it's all for the likes, the comments, the engagement, you know. Period. Anyway, we have this like great conversation. We end up like hooking up, and it's great and all. And I pulled on his pants. Okay, like we end up like going home. After drinks, and we had like a great time at the bar, and we ended up going home and I'm like, fuck yeah, like this is a moment, girl. But honestly, I was like scared the whole time, and I know a lot of you guys think this, especially being gay men, but like when you're meeting a man on Tinder or something and you don't necessarily like have those sexual conversations that you have on Grindr, you're wondering like, is this bitch a top or is this bitch a bottom? You don't know. And especially this day and age, girl, those like muscle tall men are bottoms. Like that's just how it is recently. And like the small skinny men are the tops. Like that's just kind of how it is. Hi, you're looking at one. And so I was like, I didn't know. And he comes over and you all know I have said this time and time again. I am not a bottom. Okay, I am going to beat the allegations every fucking day if I have to. I will do, like, y'all. It is the worst battle that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. The amount of times I have to tell somebody I'm not a bottom is, like, absolutely ridiculous. Everyone just always assumes it's horrible, and it makes me, I don't know, it makes me sad. And I think we need to have an open dialogue on making jetpack topping acceptable and bringing more awareness to the jetpack top community. Because I feel like they are a sector of the gay community that get ignored and scrutinized and not shown appreciation. And I'm here to bring those conversations to the table. And that's what I thought I was going to do with this big fucking muscle daddy guy. Okay. I was like, I'm going to jetpack top the fuck out of him. If it's my last thing I do on this fucking earth, bitch. If I am Will Ferrell, Will Smith in what is that movie? You know, where he, like the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. We get back and I pulled on his pants and boom. I see one of the biggest dicks I've ever seen in my entire life. I was shocked. Stunned, even. Like, breathless. I couldn't find a word to say. I didn't even know what to do with my hands, my body, my mouth, my eyes. And the only thing I could do is just start sucking. And I did. And I was scared because next thing you know, he's trying to like grind on me and I'm like, bam, he's a top. And I about like cry. I'm crying. And this is kind of why I wanted to bring this conversation to the table. Big dicks. Me and my roommate, we are both aspiring verses, okay? We are both verse tops, two verse tops, aspiring to be power verses. And we had a serious debate whether or not a big dick is a deal breaker. And it's hard because there's like... this is stupid. This is so stupid. But a lot of people like big dicks. And I get it. I get it completely. Like, I get the love over a big fat cock. Like, I get it. Trust me and believe. However, I am not a power bottom. And I think there's a lot of preparation and like mental stability and capability to do that. And so I love sucking a big dick, but a big dick to me is an ick. I don't necessarily think it's a deal breaker. I'll make do. We'll figure it out. But I think it's an ick to me if I'm like talking to a man and they whip that shit out fucking fully loaded and I'm just sitting there nothing to do. What? There's nothing to do with that with me. So to some, it's not even on the Earth scale, but to me, it's at least stage one. And that brings me to today's main topic of this episode, the Erd Scale Part 2. And to some of you, I am talking absolute gibberish. What are you saying? And I get it. The Erd Scale, to the loyal day one gay propaganda nights, is the scale I have created, me and Mason, but Mason is no longer on the podcast. The scale we created to like truthfully define an ick. And because there is a spectrum to it. Like there's a spectrum to everything. Sometimes I try to find sound so philosophical and I'm like, Justin, shut your fucking mouth, please. But the Erd Scale, it basically stands for ick, red flag, deal breaker, and serial killer. And it goes from like least bad to most bad, like least cringy to most cringy to you. And it helps you break down if something is worthwhile in a guy, basically. And what I am about to walk you through today is the Erd Scale, things like red flags and toxic traits and things that come up with a man that either like you can deal with or you absolutely can't. Like you better fucking run to the woods. And we out of the woods, yeah, we out of the woods, yeah, we out of the woods, yeah, we out. You better run to the woods. And so basically what we just went through is an ick. And I think everyone knows what an ick is. I don't have to fucking describe that. And y'all are gonna know what the next one is. Pretty self-explanatory, especially from TikTok. Is a red flag. And to better explain a red flag, I'm actually going to bring up the red flag TikTok filter. To me, that is a red flag on a guy. Anybody using that fucking filter, another fucking stupid, like, would you rather put a finger down type ass on TikTok is a red flag. If that is the content on that app that you are creating to get followers, get a hobby, girl. Get a hobby. Go to the gym, read a book. Not only those fucking filters, but any man who fucking body rolls in a TikTok. Their TikTok needs to be taken down. Account banned. Apple coming to their house and they're taking their iPhone away. And they need to be locked up in Alcatraz. The next level of the Erd scale, we get to D, and that is a deal breaker. So a red flag is like, oh, something's up. A deal breaker is like, we know something's up, bitch. Like, something's going on. It is clear as day. It is clear as motherfucking day. And now you need to decide if you're staying or you're leaving. It's a deal breaker. You gotta make the deal or no deal. Deal or no deal, baby. As Howie Mandel once said. And for me, well, someone sent this in and it was like sad. He said, someone who makes fun of you for your interests, like movies, hobbies, etc. Which that is so fucked up. Like, if a man is ever doing that to you, bye. Goodbye. That's so horrible. Like, no one should be giving you any shit, talking anything about things that you like or making you happy. I feel like I don't have to say that. Like, I don't want to get sappy here, but like, that is so sad. You do not deal with that. Never. You should never deal with that. If they're genuinely not happy for you and not happy with the things that you love, baby, go away. Find a new man. Find a new man. That is a deal breaker, dude. That is a deal breaker. Get out of there. Absolutely no. Lastly is serial killer. And this is like absolutely no. Like, you cannot talk to this man. You should probably block him on Instagram. You should contact his parents, ask them what they did wrong, because their parenting styles did not succeed. If they even have, like, who knows what is going on with this person kind of vibe. No exceptions with the serial killers. And for me, a serial killer trait are Instagram stories or TikToks of guys singing. Okay. Let me just like set the scene if you don't know what I'm talking about. And I know you do, but I just want to set the scene just for shits and gigs. Okay. Picture this. It's like nighttime. They're in their room. They probably have like a mullet, probably playing guitar. If not, it's like a cappella version on YouTube. They're on their bed or on the floor, but their bed's like right behind them. They have like Christmas lights hanging on their ceiling, probably a tapestry, black and white filter on the video. They click play, and it's Alicia Keys. Or Adele. Never mind, I'm fine. And it starts really slow, okay? I wish nothing but love. It's like really slow. And then they'll get to the second or last chorus and it'll be like, never mind. I don't even care if it's a celebrity. A singing video on the internet should not be allowed. That deserves jail time. That deserves no phone privileges. That deserves absolute torture, like waterboarding territory. We're getting to waterboarding territory. No one wants to watch that. I don't care if you're the world's best fucking singer in the world and you just applied to be on The Voice and they accepted your application. It's so cringy. It's so bad. Now, if it's like a performance, maybe. And honestly, I'm almost like, if I see a girl do it, I almost don't mind. It's mostly just like men. Like, as a man, what are you doing posting a singing video on TikTok or Instagram stories? Men used to fucking build houses. Men used to start fires with wood. And now they're on TikTok with a black and white filter singing Someone Like You by Adele. Absolutely not. Bring our men back. Bring our men back. Horrible. So with that, we're gonna get into what you all sent me to this one that I feel very strongly about. Constantly trying to make Mean Girls jokes. I will say that this is a fucking deal breaker, borderline serial killer. Unless you're over the age of like 30, 33, 35, unless you're in that age range, I do not want to hear a Mean Girls joke come out of your mouth. I would rather you be silent. Were you silent or were you silenced? You were silenced by Justin Haas right now. It is horrible. They are never funny. Get in the car, loser. We're going shopping. It's so fucking bad. It's like the try not to cringe challenge. Or like, what? I don't even know the other ones because I literally try to like delete those from my mind whenever I hear anyone say them because they're horrible. Like, they're not funny. It is so overdone. Wednesdays where we wear pink. I don't want to hear a Mean Girls joke unless I'm watching the movie. And these people think they are funny boots. Like, they say these jokes and they are like slapping their goddamn knee. They're like, oh, that was a fucking good one. You get in the car with like a basic bitch from high school or something. It's like Christmas. You're like going to see like someone you haven't seen since high school. They're like, they roll down the window. They're like, get in the car, loser. We're going to Chili's. And I'm just like, that's kind of funny because the way I said it right there was like camp. And I would maybe laugh at that. But like if they were being like serious, you know, there's an inflection. Okay. Inflection's like a whole thing. I would not get in that car and I'd walk away. It's so embarrassing. It's so stale humor. And I can't do it. It's so basic. Okay. And before I get myself canceled by somebody because I'm probably offending a lot of people, I'm going to the next one. And someone said, someone, okay, this is kind of a turn. Someone said, well, actually, let me hit my vape before I start this question. Hold on. Someone wrote in, can't make it through the first date without vaping, slash a vape god. And I think I've come out and actively said that I am like a vape god. Yes, you're looking at him. The vape god. I love the vape. I love the flavors. I actually tried to quit last week. Didn't work, obviously. The weekend came and I was like, where's my vape? I'm getting drunk. Like, why don't I have a vape in my hand? And I was like asking to hit other people's. I was like, oh, I feel so annoying. Like, you know, you feel like you guys know what I mean. Well, I don't know who vapes out there, but like asking someone to hit a vape at a bar, you just feel like so fucking annoying. You're like, God damn, again, Jesus. But no, let's get back to the question. Can't make it through the first day without vaping. It's really funny because I will like 100% hit my vape during the day. And for me, I'm coining a new, we're gonna evolve the urge skill, and I'm gonna make a new acronym for something that maybe to like a good portion of people might be an ick, might be a red flag, might be a deal breaker, might even be serial killer. But to you, it's like near and dear to your heart, and you're like kind of turned on, and you're like, hold on, like that's kind of a vibe. If someone did that, like I would feel the opposite. For these very special occasions, I'm going to call these ICBs. And what an ICB stands for is an immediate chubby boner. And if someone whipped out, we're at some nice dinner, we're having wine, like Italian. Imagine you get like the cacio e pepe. He gets the ragu and you're vibing, and all of a sudden he pulls out a strawberry ice elf bar. I am going to have the biggest immediate chubby boner you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, it will make that table shake. I'd be obsessed. Like, I would be literally obsessed. I would ask to hit it. We'd be like blowing clouds in this goddamn Italian restaurant. Like, it would be a moment. It'd be a moment. So that's my answer. ICB, immediate chubby boner. And the next one someone sent in as an ick red flag, and this is by a friend of mine that jokes with me, because obviously on Twitter, I'm very vocal about being verse and how everyone should be a verse. And if everyone was verse in this world, it would be like that dystopian looking society that's like so evolved. Someone said being first. And again, immediate chubby boner, ICB. I think everyone should be verse, point blank. I'm not going to keep saying it. I'm not going to go into detail because I do every day. Like, it's just more fun. There's more to do. If one day you wake up and you want a dick in your ass, you can do that. If the other day you wake up and you want to, you know, put a dick in someone else's ass, you can do that. Like, it just sounds, it's great. It's great. So many more options. So, yeah. But next one. Someone wrote in, and I kind of see this person on a deep level. Someone really like just wrote in, and in all caps said, "Porness, fucking period." I love you guys. I like absolutely love you guys. I asked y'all for red flags and toxic traits, and someone wrote in poorness. I'm just going along with the bit. And it's not even a bit. Who likes a poor guy? And I'm going to serial killer. Get a job, challenge girl. Taco Bell, are you hiring? McDonald's, can I send you my application? Like, where is the drive, the stamina, the success? Money is the anthem of success, baby. And that's the only song I'm listening to, period. Poorness is a serial killer trait. Get a job. Next one. If a straight man has his ears pierced, this question is layered. First of all, this is from a straight girl listener. Those are far and few between, maybe less far and few than the straight man listener on Gay Propaganda, but I am gonna have to go null and void. And I think that's another layer to this new Earth scale. We're evolving into part two. A null and void is simply when you either don't have anything to say, there's no opinion on an ick or red flag that someone has, or you're not necessarily like in the realm of answering that. Like, I can't really, straight man has, I mean, if I saw a straight man with an ear piercing, I'd guess I'd be like a immediate chubby boner, but like, I'm not a girl or someone a straight guy would be into. So I'm like, I don't know, null and void in that way. This one's good, and I think this one actually has some advice that I can be giving, because I love when I give you all advice. It's fun, because I have a lot of times like no place to be giving great advice, but I feel like I give great advice, even though I might not live by that or whatever. Someone said, if he says, I don't know what I'm looking for, and this one's really interesting, because I get the conversation of like, if he's a fuckboy and he's like, I don't know what I'm looking for, he's like, leading you on. He's talking to all these other people. Like, he's fucking around Grindr. Like, this, this, and that. Like, whatever the case may be. I don't know what I'm looking for. It's like, you kind of want answers, right? You kind of want to, like, know what he's, like, what's going on in his life. What you're going to get yourself into. Are you going to get hurt? Blah, 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 blah. However, bitch, I've said it. And I guess you can maybe call me a fuckboy. I don't know. But like, I think like there are times when I like the when I've said it, I've genuinely not known what I was looking for. I wasn't looking for anything. I think that's like a whole misconception too. Like, you have to be looking for something or you are not looking for something. It's one or the other. When a lot of times it's like, I'm not looking for anything in particular. Like, if something comes though, let's vibe. Like, I love that. So I don't necessarily think that that's like a red flag. I'm like, they genuinely just might not be looking for anything, but they're open to the idea of that. That does not mean they're talking to all these people, blah, blah, blah. I am coming from like maybe the side that you don't want to hear right now, but I'm gonna be real with you, babes. Like, come on, that's what I'm here for. So just like, don't take that to heart. Maybe they're not, you, unless you can tell they're being a fuckboy for other reasons. But like, if they have not proved you wrong, just let that slide. Maybe ask to clarify. My crazy ass would be like, are you just saying that? Like, cause like, are you just saying that? Or like, do you genuinely like not know? Or like, you're genuinely not necessarily looking for something in particular. That's my advice. Bitching excessively about their ex, red flag. I think there's a time and place to talk about an ex. And I think that if that dialogue has been opened mutually between you and somebody else, and you guys are just genuinely asking questions about your past relationships or what went wrong, or like something happens, question gets brought up, whatever, I think that that is valid. I think the ex conversation can happen. However, if this shit just keeps getting brought up and brought up, and you're like, I've been in that situation where you're like, I don't want to hear this person's name like constantly. I don't want to hear how big their fucking massive ass horse cock was. I don't care. Like, then in that instance, stop fucking talking about it. It's weird. Like, especially early on in the relationship, like, you only want to hear about the other person in like a good way. You don't want to hear about someone they were fucking on the low or on the high, whatever. Bizarre. Red flag. And at that point, I'm like, y'all should just go fuck it out. Like, if you are just going to consistently bring up this ex, like, there is something still there. Y'all need to go fuck it out. I am going to cuck in the room because I want to see what y'all need to get done. I'm gonna be a motherfucking cuck, okay? Why y'all motherfucking fuck? Because there's something that needs to be released in that energy. And I'm gonna give it to you, girl. Because you need it. Period. Like, point blank. Point fucking blank. To round us out, this has been refreshing. Guys, I am excited to get back to regularly scheduled gay propaganda. I have a lot of guests coming on, and I'm really fucking excited for what's happening. And I love you guys. I'm signing off with the last thing someone sent in. And they said, people who follow, LOL, what about you? Which, if you guys didn't know, that is my Twitter handle. And, you know, part of me wants to say, like, red flag deal breaker, because you never know. Like, something's not right in their head, probably. However, if you're asking me personally, that's an ICB immediate chubby. Immediate chubby boner. If you follow that man, slide into my DMs, baby. I love you guys. Be safe out there. And bitch, I'll be back soon. We're getting real. Okay, we're getting real gay propaganda nights. Y'all better be ready. I love you guys. This has been Liddy motherfucking Diddy. Oh my god, I wanted to wait. Oh my god. So something we would do in the past is Song of the Week. And this week, my song has been Fucking X's by Tay McRae. There's been so much controversy on this bitch because everyone on Twitter is like, is this Britney? Like, is this Britney Spears? Like, is this the next Britney? And I am absolutely not going to go there. Like, how can you compare that? Especially when she's so new and young. But this bitch can dance and this bitch can put on a performance. And X's by her has been on fucking replay. And I'm not, absolutely not giving her that Britney title. Duh, girl, duh. But I'm giving her flowers. It's amazing. And I like a lot of her songs, actually. So Song of the Week is X's by Tay McRae. And yeah. Love you guys. I hope you all have a great week, and I will be back very soon with really exciting things happening. But toodles.